Oh, we've got another segment of the Gunsmith Show right here, right now for you on this 4th of July, Independence Day.
Yeah.
Hope you're enjoying celebrating, being safe. Safety is an important part of this show all the time. We're always talking about all the time.
Safety is paramount.
Yeah. We're gonna talk.
Paramount.
This segment is reminds me of another hippy dippy song.
Uh-oh.
Remember that Carly Simon song?
Anticipation. Yes, I do. I was just watching a video of her last night.
Carly Simon.
Yeah.
She was a, you know,
she
there's
was beautiful. My brother had rumors. Posters all over his bedroom of Carly Simon.
Rumors that
Farrah Fawcett.
And Farrah Fawcett.
I was just past that.
And
I loved them, but I didn't have Cheryl Ladd, of course.
And but Farrah Fawcett, Mr. Elzinga, he was our gym teacher, 7th grade. And he had her poster up in his office.
Oh,
so he always wanted
he
to get
did.
Called back to the office.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He's like, eyes at me, sir. Eyes at me.
Yep. Exactly.
But I'm looking at Farrah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you didn't want us looking at it, you shouldn't have put it up here.
No kidding. That's what I tell him.
That's exactly right.
That's what I say to YouTube. If you didn't want me watching it, you wouldn't have all this good content on
there.
So this is the Gunsmith Show, though. Welcome. And 103.1 The Ticket. Glad to be here on a Saturday morning.
It's good to be here. We're going to talk about most anticipated guns. The anticipator is John.
And I anticipate a lot of things.
And especially these three guns.
Barbecue this afternoon.
Yes.
I'm looking forward
to food. Some fireworks, maybe.
Some fireworks, maybe. Yeah. Cold drinks.
Yeah.
We need cold drinks this week.
All that
lots of cold
stuff.
Drinks.
Yes.
Hoping the weather doesn't get too funky today, but. Yeah. This segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
Mm.
My good friend Jeremy at Reliable, outstanding contractor. There's so many people right now looking at their deck, knowing people are coming over today, and knowing that Jeremy built their deck, and they're geeked. They're just like, yep, we got it this year. We rocked it. Jeremy built us that new deck. The guy does amazing creations on decks and gazebos and cupolos and all just everything that makes your house cool and unique. He does it. Hot tub rooms, patios and spas, flat work concrete. If it's going to be done to the outside of your house, get Jeremy to do it. 810-429-6957. And of course, you can link to him and highly recommended by the Gunsmith Show and by me personally. Link to him right on my website, thegss.com. Now, Jeremy and I both anticipate guns. We talk about this on a regular basis, about what's coming up, what's cool, and we discuss what our next acquisitions are going to try to be and what we're going to try to do with them. And we're always swapping, and we just did a swap this week of some Coyote guns and 2 weeks ago. Cool stuff, but today I want to talk about the most anticipated guns that I have on the market that I'm thinking about. There's only three. That, you know, that come top of mind. There's lots out there that I like, but I've already got like irons in the fire working towards them, or I'm buying parts and building. Well, one of them is the Ruger LCP Max. And people are probably saying, what did he just say? Well, it's the LCP Max. It's a 380 pistol. But they came out with the it's called the EHG. Enhanced handgun grip when they coordinated Ruger and Mag pull together, where they just made the new whole new Ruger gun that shoots Glock magazines, which is brilliant. Now they've got the new LCP Max Mag Pull Edition, the EHG, the enhanced handgun grip. This thing is 10, 12, or 13 round magazines. It is more controllable with this enhanced handgun grip, just like we talked about in that last segment, Dan, about those small guns that want to jump out of your hands. A lot of people, I've heard plenty of gun salesmen tell young people and like novice shooters, you don't want a 380 because they'll want to jump out of your hand. Well, it's because the guns are small. But if you get a larger frame 380, like a Glock 19, in a 380 size, which is called the Glock 28. It's a rare gun. Very easy to control that gun. It's a lighter recoil, actually, than the 9mm, and easy to control and shoot. So that, I guess, is also an anticipated gun, but it's been out for a long, long time. Finally became legal in America, so they put it here. But this Ruger LCP Max from Magpul is so hard to get. I've had one on order now for weeks, and they cannot tell me when it's going to come in. because they're in such demand. They're selling them faster than they can make them. So what a problem to have, eh? So what they did with this gun is they made a little bit of slide changes. It ergonomically, there's a world of difference looking at the plain LCP Max and the Magpul edition called the EHG. They changed the sights. They made the back sight, instead of being totally snag-proof, they made it so that you can put it against your pant leg and cock it one-handed if you have to, if you're down to one hand. Mag release options much larger than the LCP. It's the Magpul just did a smart thing. They made the magazine release much larger. They give you a 13 round magazine. 13 rounds of 380 is a wonderful thing. When I first saw my first 13 round 380, it was a Beretta or a Browning back in the 70s, and I thought it was the coolest gun on the market. And I still love those Beretta 80s. And the Brownings, they are beautiful guns, and they get top dollar for these things. So this gun, with that oversized mag release, snag free design, except for that rear sight, comes in stealth gray so far. Gray, and it's just beautiful. It's got a tritium front sight and a U in the back, 2.8 inch barrel. The gun is one inch thick with the better grip that is stippled and dimpled and slightly cut, undercut to hold your second finger just perfectly on the gun. I'm excited. The magazine, the 13 rounder, has the extra finger groove for your finger. And here's, yeah, to be totally honest, I'm totally into this gun. I'm interested for sure. MSRP is right about $450. So that's going to be, not a John Gotta Has gun, but darn close. Now, the next gun has been out for a long time, but it is pretty amazing. And the more I deal with this caliber, the more I want this gun. The SIG MCX 300 Blackout. It's called the Rattler. Now, this thing's been out. This thing was actually designed more than 10 years ago. It's a very small braced platform handgun that is... literally amazing. 4.5 inch barrel with a 300 blackout. And a 300 blackout, Dan, is about 2.25 inches long. Same length as a 223 round, which AR-15 shoot. Same size magazine. Actually, it takes the same magazine. But with this gun, this MCX pistol, it is specifically designed. And I want you to know this. Now, it's called the SIG MCX 300, or it's called the SIG MCX Rattler. There's a YouTube show all about it. And there's about all these, there's YouTube shows about. The point is, the story behind this gun is amazing. Special Forces wanted a smaller, compact machine gun to use to replace the HK MP5Ks, which are the one that, when Reagan got shot when we were in high school, all of a sudden that gun pops out of that guy's coat, you know, and he's looking at rooftops. Smaller, more compact than that, but harder hitting. So the 300 Blackout hits harder than a 9mm. So
our answer to an Uzi.
Yeah, American made. And Uzi's been out before. Uzi was 9mm. And 9mm are great. I love them. This is just a whole different platform that can run suppressed almost silently. Mm. It's just amazing how good 300 Blackout runs through a suppressor. And I got to say this about this gun. Buy, sell, or trade, I'm going to get one. It's basically designed to replace that HK MP5. It is so small. The whole thing's this big. It's like a foot long, and it's got a folding brace.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes against your arms, and you can use it against your shoulder if you need to.
Yeah.
But it has a short lifespan, believe it or not. The gun is so much blast going off in it that you'll have to exchange parts in it after about 1,500 or 1,700 rounds.
Wow.
So, but it's a cool gun. So these things... there are some people saying the 300 Blackout's dead. I don't believe them. I actually love these guns. MSRP on these are $2,700. Now, it's not fully automatic. It is a braced handgun, but it shoots 300 blackouts. So 300 blackouts are perfect in that like 7.5 inch to 10.5 inch barrel. This is a 4.5 inch barrel, so it's a little different. So that's one certainly on my list. Now the next one is a whole line of guns called CZ Shadows. The CZ Shadows are works of art. These are some of the finest looking guns on the market, but they have a new one called the Target Pistol. It is built for bullseye and target shooting. It is single action, meaning you have to cock the hammer the first time, and then you're good to go. Every time you pull the trigger, it's ready to fire after that. It has a straight trigger, which is what I put on almost all my ARs, and I love them. This has got so many adjustments on this gun. This is a work of art. Fully adjustable trigger for weight, length of pull, and take up, meaning the length of pull is how far you got to pull the trigger before the gun goes off.
Mm-hmm.
It's adjustable, so you can zero it right in and just barely touch it, and it'll go off.
Yep.
So that when you're shooting bullseye, which is a one-handed affair, you're aiming the gun. You're only shooting about one round in a minute, and you're shooting a bullseye of a target. And, yes, people still do that. I have lots of friends that are in bullseye leagues, and they love it. This gun is so enhanced. All the serrations are changed. The sights are changed. You can add weights to the front of the gun to keep the muzzle lift down, but it's a big gun. It's a 6-inch barreled 9mm,
mm-hmm.
Designed for one thing, bullseye shooting. It's got a 5-inch or a 6-inch model, but in the CZ Shadow 2 line, which is this whole line of guns, there are compact versions as well. Not in the Target version, but these things are gorgeous. You see them for around, between $1,100 and $1,500. Beautiful colors, just electric blue and bright orange and stuff. Cool guns. This one, CZ's got this one. MSRP is $2,500 roughly. It's ambidextrous. It's got all the bells and whistles, and I'm really looking forward to it. And as well as looking forward to see what's next, because what's going to be that next gun in the stable? You know what I mean? The next horse I'm going to have in the barn.
John, just remember, love the gun you're with.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah,
that was segment two.
But I can anticipate. There'll be some Carly Simon in there anticipating.
Yeah. That's right.
So next, we're going to talk about 5 great guns used at Williams Gun Sight. But remember, they're closed today.
Oh, yeah.
Because today's a holiday.
And otherwise,
we'll be back open tomorrow.
7 days a week, but yeah, for Independence Day.
10 to 6.
That's right.
But they are closed today. So you got to do your shopping at Williams online today.
Okay.
So go online and check these out. I'm going to tell you about 5 that I just absolutely love coming up next.
We'll do that when we return with the Gunsmith Show here on 103.1 The Ticket.